The President and Prime Minister of Finland made it official today. They want to join the NATO military alliance, quote, without delay, because of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Finland shares a more than 800-mile border with Russia. And joining us on Skype is Elina Valtonen, a member of the Finnish Parliament's NATO Assembly. Welcome.
Thank you very much.
Joining NATO would be a big change for Finland, which has long been neutral militarily. Can I ask you, before the Russian invasion of Ukraine, what was the public conversation on this question, and how has it changed?
Well, in fact, I would say that joining NATO as a full member would actually not change that much, because we have been closely cooperating with NATO over the course of the past years. We have bilateral defense agreements with several NATO countries as a European Union member. But, of course, the Finns are very pragmatic. And once we saw that Russia invaded Ukraine in a very brutal manner without any respect towards international agreements and peace and human rights. So the Finnish people decided that now it's the time to join NATO.
Yesterday, the Finnish president, Sauli Niinistö, directly blamed Russia for pushing Finland closer to NATO. Let's listen.
If that would be the case that we join, well, my response would be that you caused this. Look at the mirror.
He's saying you caused this, of course, referencing Moscow. Do you worry that this would undo Finland's historic good relations with Russia?
Well, we are a stable democracy, or we have been a stable democracy for over 100 years. We are a Western country, but of course we are a very small nation next to a very unpredictable and an aggressive Eastern neighbor. And we really haven't had the choice in the past to join NATO. We have fought wars against the Soviet Union and Russia, and never were part of the Soviet Union. We have also always tried to distinguish between the Russian people and their leadership, which has developed into a very, authoritarian direction in the past years. Mm-hmm. But since that has happened, it's very difficult to really maintain a good relationship with Russia and their leadership. And we think that the right thing to do now is to join NATO.
At the Kremlin, a spokesman has warned of, quote, serious military and political consequences if Finland and if Sweden join NATO. What are you and other members of parliament worried about as far as that threat?
Could be really anything, but we have very strong defense forces ourselves, and we are very well prepared. I wouldn't say we are afraid at all.
And can I ask you about this conflict, the Russian invasion of Ukraine? Should Finland join NATO quickly, and I understand this process could be a matter of weeks or months, could this involve Finland one way or another in the war in Ukraine more deeply than now?
Well, we are not involved in that war together with with the European Union and other Western countries. We, of course, have provided Ukraine with economic means, political assistance, and also military equipment. And that will probably stay as it is.
A spokesman in Moscow has said if Finland joins NATO, it would violate Finland's treaty from 1947 with the then Soviet Union. Would it violate that treaty?
Well, such a counterparty doesn't exist anymore. And plus, the treaty with the Soviet Union was officially cancelled when the Soviet Union collapsed. So I'm not really sure what she's referring to.
Okay. When you talk to regular people in the streets, is there any nervousness that we're suddenly joining this military alliance as far as our security? The situation might change. Or if Russia retaliates, suddenly they could cross the border into Finland?
Well, I would say there'd be more nervousness if we wouldn't do anything. And plus, Russia can't just be crossing the border just like that. We have been defending the border in the past, and we will do it also in the future, whether we are in NATO or no. Joining NATO is a necessary step to take now.
That's Elina Valtonen, a member of the Finnish Parliament's NATO Assembly. Elina, thank you very much for the time.
Thank you very much indeed.